Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These were the words that shook a nation yesterday, a Steelers nation yesterday. And we're going to go over for just a little while how much they should have shook you, shaken you, if at all, Matt Canada.
Any football, you know, it's 11 men doing their job. Quarterback is the focal point, and it's the greatest position in all of sport, in my opinion, because all the things you have to do. And we're going to do what Ben wants to do and how Ben wants to do it. Our job is putting every player in position to make plays. So there are changes with terminology, how we're calling things, you know, which has been an adjustment for Ben, and he's been great and really learning it, doing really well with it. And I think he has adapted easily, just like we all knew that he would. That is our job. Matchups are how you win football games. Ben starts with the quarterback. What does he do well? What does he like? What does he see? What, you know, what is good to his eye in the passing game? And then we build off that. And that's what we're going to do. His voice, his vision, what he sees will be what we do.
Big reaction to all of this yesterday continues into today. What's your reaction to this, Chris?
I think I can totally, and I searched for the nuance and the context and all that so that I wasn't immediately knee-jerk reacting to what Matt Canada said when he said we're going to do what Ben wants to do, because he clarifies and he says we're going to put Ben, as they want to do, all 11 guys on the field at any point in time in the best possible position to succeed. I agree. You want to put everybody in the best possible position to succeed. I just don't know if putting everybody in the best possible position to succeed can be synonymous with letting Ben do what he wants to do. I think those two things are not always going to be in lockstep, and that's where we're going to finally come to a head. When Matt Canada's forced to decide, do I do what's best for the entire offense, or do I do what Ben wants to do?
Yeah, I think there's, and it's very well stated, and again, we're brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. There's going to be two different things in how you, I don't want to say appease Ben, because that's not what needs to happen here. But the two different things that interest me are this: how the Pittsburgh Steelers play when they're ahead or it's tied, and how the Pittsburgh Steelers play when they're behind. Because that gets into the whole what Ben wants to do thing. I don't want to make, because somebody else did this yesterday, and they did it from 2 to 6 right here on our airwaves, a big meal out of a few words, do what Ben wants to do, and make it sound like that Ben Roethlisberger is going to have carte blanche over the offense, that the offense is going to, again, be a million throws, that it's going to be just... Look, I don't think that Matt Canada would be employed in this situation if that's what was going to happen, or more so, I don't think that Randy Feitner would not be employed anymore. They wouldn't have fired the guy if they were just going to keep on keeping on. There are words and there are directives from Mike Tomlin. There are directives from Mr. Rooney, and that both happened. I just don't think that those words will be hollow. I think that what Matt Canada was getting at was he's a greater part of the whole, and he's the most important part of the whole, especially on offense. But I don't see this as some sort of, and some will take it there, and they did take it there yesterday, and some people are overreacting, like Ben Roethlisberger is going to walk all over this guy. It's just... it's not going to happen. What he said pretty much was, we're going to work together. And we're all going to work together. Now, if it starts to get where they fall behind and Ben Roethlisberger abandoned ship, then people need to fire on these guys.
Well, and I think you do have to question a bit the idea of we're going to build everything around Ben when what we saw from Ben the last 6 weeks of last season was so disappointing outside of the one half against Indianapolis. If you're building around the Ben Roethlisberger that you got for the bulk of the first 10, 11, 12 weeks, okay. You know what? Especially with a rookie running back that I think can do a lot of great things, we're moving in the right direction. But if this is going to be focused on what Ben can do, and just as importantly, and Matt Canada didn't say this because I don't think he wanted any negative connotations in what he was saying, but what Ben cannot do,
right.
Then if you're not considering what Ben cannot do as much as you're considering what he can do, then that's not putting everyone in the best possible position to succeed, up to and including Roethlisberger.
I think Ben Roethlisberger will become, or at least Matt Canada can do this. He could still make Ben Roethlisberger happy and essentially make him a glorified game manager. I think he can do that if he brings him success. If they win, Ben will be happy. If Ben Roethlisberger's a game manager and they lose, he won't be happy. But I there's no way in the world he could go out and throw it 51 times a game.
No. But I don't know how much Ben has an appetite for turning his back to the line of scrimmage and, you know, tucking a good play action fake into Harris's belly and rolling out a couple steps before he puts the ball in the air. I don't know how much of an appetite Ben has for simply turning around and handing it off 25 or 30 times if that's what it calls for.
Well, Matt Canada better realize one thing. If the offense looks the same and it has even relative success or it doesn't have success, one of those two things, outside of it being undefeated through 12, 13 weeks. If the offense looks the same and they lose a couple games here and there, Ben won't be blamed in this town. It won't be Ben. It'll be Matt Canada's unwillingness to lasso Ben and muzzle Ben. So Matt Canada better realize something here. And I don't want to take Matt Canada to task for this because they're just words. But in a practical application of it, if Ben Roethlisberger starts throwing it all over the yard, it won't be Ben that's to blame. People are going to come down on Matt Canada and get after him for not controlling Ben.
I don't know, though, if we can expect, to be honest, I don't know if there's anybody in that building that controls Ben Roethlisberger.
You can with personnel package, and you can with the people that you put on the field. You absolutely can by limiting him.
You can. I think a lot of this has to do with the oversight from Mike Tomlin, too. I know Mike Tomlin is not an offensive coach, and he's not going to stick his nose into this too much, but with a first-year offensive coordinator, I know he's been around the block. I know he's been as a part of the Steelers organization for a year and a half now. But with a first-year offensive coordinator, if the guy who's been there for a while, and this is the same in any walk of life, you take two successful people, you take Ben Roethlisberger and Matt Canada, two strong-willed people, Ben and Matt Canada, and you put them together and say, okay, you two have to come together and make this work. Understanding that you both have a different vision. If the incumbent, who in this case is Ben Roethlisberger, the veteran, the guy who's been here for a decade and a half, doesn't meet the new guy in the middle just a little bit, it's going to fail miserably.
I don't think also that Matt Canada's first media availability, he wanted to come out and blow up the guy that's 40 years old and crush the quarterback and the guy he knows is the legend in this town.
But knowing the way Ben likes to play in the media, and I don't mean play like be silly, the way he likes to use it to his advantage at times, I do think Matt Canada could have used it to his advantage a little bit more, not by hammering Ben Roethlisberger, not by crushing him and saying, I call the shots on Matt Canada,
the OC. That'd be very Todd Haley-esque.
Right. He could have been a little less deferential by saying, well, everything's about Ben, and we're going to do what Ben is most comfortable doing. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. We're going to do what in terms of trying to be the best possible offense we can, we're going to do what Ben is most comfortable doing. He could have said, quite simply, we're going to do what's best for this offense, regardless of who likes it or who doesn't like it. Regardless of the ideas that a quarterback or a receiver or a running back or a lineman may have, we're going to do what we think is best for this offense.
Oh, I love it. The drama from words. This is great.
In June,
Steeler
Colin.
Season
it's
is
the
in
middle
full
of June.
Effect.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right, good morning to you. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. I just noticed not long ago, I was out there in the hallway, and our man Larry Richard, he had a Tommy Bahama shirt on. Probably $150 shirt. I mean, it is like linen-esque, you know, nice and pressed looking. And
he's still soft enough. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Breathable, you know. Probably would have been better to wear it a couple days ago. It's not as warm today, but probably it feels good. Looks good on him, lays on him real nice. And it's a subtle print. It's not one of these loud prints, not like bright red or whatever. It's kind of a light brownish with a blue
a little more subdued
accents in it. Gotcha. You know, or it's actually more blue with light brown accents in it. These leaves, you know, these palm leaves. It's sharp shirt. And it got me to thinking about Larry Richard, right? And about everybody. He's got this great shirt on. These criteria, though, for a person wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Is there an age? Is there a weight? Is there a personality? I mean, not everyone can get away with a Hawaiian shirt.
It tends
Some
to
people,
skew.
It looks really forced.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It tends to skew the usage of the Hawaiian shirt older and larger, let's be honest.
Yep, yep. But so, he's not large. He's
no,
in great
Larry
shape.
No, Larry is not.
Not as good shape as his wife, Cindy, by the way. I'll put that out there.
Okay.
Just so everybody
sure
knows.
Cindy appreciates that.
She's in incredible shape. Continue.
I think there's got to be like an age minimum requirement. Like,
unless it's a joke or you're going to just drink your face off?
Yeah, basically. Like 52 maybe.
All right.
52 maybe at minimum before you can wear it with legitimacy, right? Before, like, you or I walk into the office wearing that Tommy Bahama shirt.
Uh-huh.
Everybody looks at us like, Colin or Chris going on vacation? What's happening here?
And we're in Pittsburgh, PA. We're not in Kona.
Larry Richard can get away with that.
Exactly my thoughts on this. In order to wear that to an office in Pittsburgh, PA, you've got to be, I say 50 plus.
Or at least 325 pounds.
Okay, because then it gets into... This is comfortable because it's a button up and it's like, it fits me loose.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So if you are younger than 50.
And do not meet the minimum age or weight requirements.
Okay.
All of a sudden, this has turned into like a Kennywood ride.
No, yeah. I'm trying to figure out like who, because not every. I wear a Tommy Bahama shirt or a Hawaiian shirt. It just doesn't fit me. Not in terms of it doesn't fit. I just don't. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't hit me right.
People I can't
look at
remember,
me and go, what special occasion? Are you going to a party?
Right.
Is there a Hawaiian
Is there a
party?
Luau thing going on? Right. I can't remember. The last time I wore a Hawaiian shirt, to be honest, was probably in Hawaii like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, whenever we went. That's the last. And before that, it was when we had like a Luau-themed party in college. Like, it does not fit me. And I don't mean physically fit me. I mean, it just doesn't look right. So you got to have a certain age, a certain weight, or a certain gravitas, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Like
our boss's boss
could walk into the office one day with one of those kind of shirts on. I don't know if he meets any of those requirements, but because he's the boss's boss, he carries enough weight, he can walk in that kind of shirt, and nobody really questions
it. He's also built a certain way, too.
Right.
He's kind of built, you know, he's built a little taller Corey Pavin built. Is kind of how he's
there
built.
There you go.
You've got to be built, you got to have if you're of a certain age, you got to, it's hard to explain. It lays on Larry Richard well. You either got to be thin or fat. You can't be in the middle and get away with the Hawaiian shirt.
No, that's probably a good call, too.
I think there's a personality to this.
You think so?
You have to have more of a laid-back personality where you're just kind of go with the flow.
I can think of some very angry people who show up on television in large Hawaiian shirts all the time.
Yes.
But do they meet the other requirements?
The age and the weight requirements?
Yes.
That's okay.
You just have to. So you're saying you check a couple of the boxes.
You don't have to check all of them.
You don't have to check all of them.
At least just one, really.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. But like me, I could go to Heinz Healy or wherever, the place Pomp. See, I don't think, have we ever seen Pomp in a Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, I guarantee you, he's got
a ton of Tommy Bahamas.
Half a dozen of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And he could get away with it if he did.
Because he's Pomp.
Cook, though, terrible in a Hawaiian shirt.
You know what? He punches some of the, he
Starkey,
checks some of the boxes.
Terrible in a Hawaiian shirt?
Awful.
That's,
awful.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Starkey,
yes.
Bad
Starkey
in
Cook,
Hawaii.
Cook in a Hawaiian shirt, I can see and not think to myself, what the hell's going on here? Starkey in a Hawaiian shirt, I go, what the hell?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because Cook's also the guy that shows up in flip-flops here.
Yes.
You're right. You're right about
so that's
that.
Part of his
and
life.
Then walks 6.5 miles around the office hallways while he writes his column in his flip-flops.
See, Andrew, Hawaiian shirt. Because
no,
he's tall.
He's too tall and lanky.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there are certain... It's one of these things. I don't know if there are certain boxes that you check. I just got to see it to know if it fits you right or not.
Yeah.
and Larry Richard.
That's pretty good. Call.
Right? I got to see
what about,
it.
What about Jim? Because Jim checks at least one of these boxes.
Only at home at his party. Jim, right. Not out in public. He's a party Hawaiian shirt guy. He can't be a serious Hawaiian. Like, if Jim showed up in the press box at the Pirate press box in a Tommy Bahama shirt, I'd go, this isn't you.
You're leaving for the beach tonight?
Right.
What's going on?
This isn't you? No, it's not you. All right, Get Money coming up next. A great conversation. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.